Okay, so we're on to the second part. Now, this is about choosing your protagonist. Now, if you've gone through the first bit, you've chosen a great idea that gets you excited and enthusiastic whenever you think about it. So your next step is to think about the characters that will execute this story. And out of all the characters, your first focus should be on the main character or the protagonist. So the protagonist is the person that the novel is about, or his life and his journey is the main focus of the novel. Now, I'm sure as you were trying to come up with an idea for your novel, you may have already started thinking about the protagonist. But if you haven't decided yet, that's not a problem. Your story may have two or more people who are very important, and you may still need to do some thinking and brainstorming before you pinpoint exactly who the main character is. So to illustrate this, here's an example. Let's say the idea for your story revolves around a huge bank robbery that was in the news. So you heard about it and you followed up on the story for many days. You found out that the robbers made away with millions of pounds helped by an insider at the bank. Now during the raid, a gunshot was fired, killing an innocent customer. You also discovered who the robbers were, including the ringleader, and you found that since the robbery, the bank manager has been accused and suspended from his job pending an investigation. Now, a group of detectives have been assigned to the case, and the public is awaiting the investigation and watching to see how and when the bank robbers will be apprehended and brought to face the law. Okay, so imagine you have this idea for a novel. Now, who is your protagonist? In this example, the protagonist could be any of these following people. It could be the ringleader among the gang of robbers. It could be the insider at the bank who gave the robbers information. It could be the suspended bank manager. It could be one of the detectives investigating the crime. It could be the wife of the innocent customer who was killed during the robbery. So, the protagonist you choose would determine a lot of things and how the story unfolds. If you're not sure who you should pick, you can do a quick search of all the possible protagonists for your story and choose the one you would most like to follow up. Choose the one whose story you find most intriguing. So based on my example, I could choose to focus on the bank manager who has been suspended. So fingers have been pointed at him in suspicion. He may be completely innocent, but he has to prove it, or he may be guilty and he has to hide it. Whilst he's suspended, he's out of a job and he's helpless. And, you know, there's an investigation going on. Now, the stress of all that is now affecting his marriage and his home life. So what if he's found guilty of negligence? What if he's innocent? You know, did he have an idea of what was going on? Was there something wrong with the bank and he is trying to use this as a cover up? You know, there's so many things we could extract from the story if we wanted to go with the bank manager as the protagonist. Or if we wanted to choose a different protagonist, say the ringleader among the gang of robbers, we could come up with his own profile. Say maybe he used to be a bright, promising young boy, but he had a troubled home life. Maybe his mother was a drug addict, so he was often lacking care and love. Maybe his father ran off with another woman, and as he grew up, he got into petty crime, and he got into more crime, and then after he was arrested and released from prison, he joined a gang of thieves, and slowly, maybe he built a reputation for his intelligence and his ability to outsmart, anti-theft technology systems. So maybe he started planning the bank robbery a long time ago and he got his chance to make it happen when he met an accomplice who worked inside the bank. So maybe his motive for doing it was not even for the money, but just for the thrill, really. Now, in this example, you can see that the protagonist I choose would drastically alter the direction of my story. And if you do character sketches on who you think the person you want to follow the story, you'll find that the protagonist you choose will also drastically alter the direction of your story. Now, you could also choose more than one protagonist to make your story even more interesting. You could have two people whose interactions are equally important to your story, and you need to see both of them in action most of the time. So if you were writing like a romance story, for example, you could have the heroine, a female lead character, and you could also have the hero, a male lead character. And then you could have both of them featured prominently in the story, so the story revolves around them. You can also go through this process for choosing an antagonist for your novel. Usually the antagonist is a villain whose job is to kind of defeat the protagonist or put obstacles in the path of the protagonist. And the antagonist also is quite important for your story, so you might need to choose carefully who you pick. For me, when I was writing my second novel, I had to choose an antagonist who was a friend, because the story featured a betrayal, and since my protagonist had many friends, I had to choose one person to be an antagonist, and I had to choose the antagonist and give the antagonist a motive for doing what she did. So if you have finished choosing your story idea, you start working on it, then you now need to choose who your protagonist and your main character is and who your antagonist is. So that's the second step, and we've come to the end of that part, and we shall look forward to the next part. So thank you.